This is American Craft Beer Week, and in Michigan, there aren't many communities with a more vibrant craft beer industry than Ann Arbor and the surrounding area. And in Ann Arbor, it's tough to beat Arbor Brewing Company and the Arbor Brewing Company Microbrewery. Stepping into the microbrewery and up to the bar, you see a huge chalkboard featuring beers with exotic names like Ipsy Gypsy, Bollywood Blonde, You Scratch My Bock, and Dirty Love Barrel-Aged Stout. There are IPAs, India Pale Ales, lagers, Belgian doubles and triples, and ryes. I meet head brewer John Rittenauer, who leads me back into the brewery where it's quieter. Well, a little quieter, maybe. Rittenauer says the appeal of craft beer lies in its diversity.
You can go into any craft brewery and find, you know, 5, 10, 20 offerings that are nothing like each other and nothing like the next brewery. And, you know, I think it's really just an outlet for people's creativity.
I asked Rittenauer if he has a favorite craft beer.
All of my beers.
Back in the bar, I find Tracy Stevenson of Ypsilanti enjoying a beer. He tells me he loves the quality and flavors of craft beers.
And the distinctive differences that you can get from beer to beer with craft beers that you don't get in the normal production beers you buy online.
Stevenson says his friends love to come over to his house. You see, he's also a home brewer. Scott Graham is executive director of the Michigan Brewers Guild. He says the craft beer industry is chugging along, with beer sold in Michigan that's made in Michigan representing about 5% of sales.
We see that going beyond 10%, and it's difficult to say where it would end. Is 20% of the market a ridiculous number? Well, not when you look at hot states or cities in the Pacific Northwest. They've gone beyond that, so it's not unthinkable. It's not unreasonable.
American Craft Beer Week may be drawing to a close, but there are a couple of other celebrations on tap. Yeah, I went there. July is Michigan Craft Beer Month, and Ipsy Arbor Beer Week is August 1st through the 9th. Bob Eccles, 89.1 WEMU News.